With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to A to Z Sports Picks. Brian and I are going to have a great show for you this Friday, get you all set up for the betting weekend. Brian, my man, looking sharp. How are we doing?
Thanks, brother. Doing good. I finally got the new frame.
Man's got two sides out of glasses.
Yeah, I don't have to be adjusting them anymore. Finally got him with the optometrist, and I'm set, so I'm happy.
Well, look at it. I mean, that means, look, you've been hitting your bets lately, man. Well done on that. Get you some new glasses ready to go. Everybody, welcome in A to Z Sports Picks. I'm Alan Bell, CBS Sportsline, alongside Brian Edwards of VegasInsider.com. A to Z Sports Picks is brought to you every Friday by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New users, make sure to download that BetMGM app right now. Use promo code A to Z200. That's A-T-O-Z-200. Put down a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA team tonight, any of the four, you will win $200 when that NBA team hits a three-pointer. That's it. That's all you got to do. $200. Download that BetMGM app. Use promo code A to Z200. BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Must be present in the state of Tennessee. For gambling problem support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789. All right, Brian. We have got a million things to get into on this show, so let's start it. And you know what? We're starting right here in the NBA. We got two massive games tonight. We got games this weekend. Could have, you know, game seven possibilities on Sunday here, but we take a look tonight at what we have, all right? Boston at Milwaukee, game six. Milwaukee's up 3-2, all right? The Bucks, a 1.5-point favorite, total 212.5, all right? Then we've got the Grizzlies and Warriors, game six in Oakland. Warriors are an 8-point favorite and a total of 218.5. So I'll throw it to you first, man. What bet you got tonight?
All right, I'm going to roll with the Grizzlies plus 8. I mean, they've looked very good without Ja. I mean, obviously that open hand pimp slap was ruthless the other night. And then the game before that, they had the lead. What I think Golden State took their first lead with like, what, 3 or 4 minutes left in the game? So, I mean, yeah. And then they still easily covered, although they lost. So, and Memphis this year.
Let me say this. I don't mean to interrupt you. Let me say this. Just because you brought it up. In game five, Memphis should have been the team up 3-1, looking to close this thing out. Like,
could have easily
been tight. Golden State has played terrible. Keep going.
Yeah, if Ja makes that last shot in game one, and if they hold on to that lead, they had the entire game in game four. Yeah, you're right. So Grizzlies have been underdogs 37 times this year. They're 24-12-1 against the spread, but 21 outright victories. They're solid numbers on the road, 28-18 straight up, 28-17-1 against the spread. And they're catching a big number. I like them. I think Golden State probably wins, but I don't think it's going to be easy. And I like Grizzlies to cover. And I like the Bucks. And what a just incredible clutch performance by Drew Holiday the other day. If they end up repeating, they will be pointing to the Game 5 Drew Holiday crunch time heroics as why they repeated. And I think they will get it done today. It won't be easy. This will be a great game, but I got to go with Milwaukee. Now, if your number's -1.5 and your money line is not 120, minus 125 or less odds, I'd probably buy that 0.5 to 1 and go -120 on the odds just because I would hate to lose if they win by one. So that's what I actually got at -125 on the money line is what I did. So Bucks and Grizzlies. And then tomorrow, see, you know, I've got some future wagers on the Mavs, so I hope I'm wrong here, but I slightly lean to Phoenix -6. I'm not saying I'm going to play it. I might just hope my futures with the Mavs work out. But, I mean, I think Phoenix probably wins game 7 at home, unless Scott Foster's reffing.
Yeah. So we've got, no kidding, right? And I think Foster's reffing one of the games tonight, right?
The Bucks game tonight.
Okay. So, you know, with this Mavs-Sun series, all right, this thing is insane. in terms of the home team, okay? Yep. The home team has won every game. The home team has covered every game. And the home team has won every game by 7 points or more, okay? And we're looking at Mavs Suns. Suns are a 6.5-point favorite, a total of 206.5. That game is on, what, Sunday?
Sunday night late, not our 8:30 our time, 9:30 Eastern.
Yeah. So look at game five in Phoenix, right? That was, yeah, game five was in Phoenix where the Suns won by 30. We had game six last night, all right? The Mavs win by 27. That is a 57-point winning margin difference. Home matters, 57 points.
And even the game one that was the closest game by seven, Phoenix was up by double digits like most of the second half. Dallas kind of rallied and almost got that backdoor cover when Luka hit the three to cut it to five, but then Booker got fouled and made the two free throws to cover.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, just crazy. This series has been crazy. So, yeah, I think the only play I'm going to have, I'm going to take the Suns on the money or on the money line, and I'm going to include it in a parlay. You'll see that here shortly. But as for the two games tonight, all right. So first, I'm going to take the Celtics plus 1.5. All right. Can't argue at all against the Bucks in terms of what you laid out. Can't argue it. Boston's had success against the spread, the numbers that you had laid out there. I think that the Celtics do hit more than 0 3-pointers in the fourth quarter in this game. It's going to be a tight one. It's going to be a fun one. But I'll take Boston plus 1.5. Think this one goes to 7. As for Grizzlies and the Warriors tonight, dude, I don't want a thing to do with that spread. And it just dropped to 7.5 from 8. I don't want a thing to do with that spread whatsoever because there are all kinds of scenarios that could happen. The Warriors could blow Memphis out at home, close this thing out, be done. Memphis could blow them out. Like, it's not the Golden State has played terrible in this series, right? But what you worry about is that one game where they put it all together. And who knows when that's going to happen, but it could be tonight at home. Or it could be a tight Warriors win, but they don't cover. What I do think is going to happen regardless, because Memphis's backs are against the wall, it's do or die. And quite frankly, I think Golden State's backs are against the wall, it's do or die, because they don't want to go to a game seven Memphis, right? So I'm going to take the path of least resistance. Give me the over 218.5. I think both teams are going to come out firing. I think that they will put up shots at a larger rate than they normally do. I think they'll be hitting shots at a better percentage than they normally do. So I'll take the over there. And like I said, the Celtics plus 1.5 tonight. Okay. Going to baseball. All right. Couple plays here. Going big on the Yankees. All right, team total over 4, 4.5, depending on where you can get it. Also, Pirates, Reds, over 8. I understand the Reds.
Have they gotten hot now? I'm glad I didn't jump against on the freight train last week because they've been hot since then, right?
Well, here's the thing. All right, so their bats are hot, okay? And quite frankly, they've hit this year. It's not like they haven't hit at all. It wasn't great to start. But their bats are definitely live. Here's where it comes into play. You get to about the middle of the game, their bullpen is trash, like everything about it, right? So you know that if you get the Reds putting runs up, at some point in the game, the other team's going to put runs up too, right? So at a number sitting at 8, I'm going to ride that over. And the train has been going strong there. They didn't hit last night, so it makes me feel even more comfortable with rolling with it tonight. So, yeah, let me get the Yankees team total over 4, 4.5, depending on where you could get that. And I'll take the Pirates Reds over 8. All right, now. Okay, so we just flew through those two. All right. Brian, I want to ask you. All right, we just had the NFL schedules released, last night? Yeah, Thursday night. All right. So we've got the NFL set, ready to go. We've got lines for week one. College football, we've got lines for some week one games, most week one games, big games. We've got futures on both the NFL and college in terms of college football playoff, wins, winning the division. So I'm going to step back, throw it to you, man. Break down everything you're looking at college football right now.
Yeah, so the season is going to begin August 27th in Dublin, Ireland, week zero, as we've been calling it the last 4 or 5 years. Nebraska is -9.5 against Northwestern. and this is at FanDuel. Then look into week one on Thursday night. We've got Pitt minus six to West Virginia. They've got Keaton Slovis, the transfer QB from USC, who has come over. Now, whether he'll have his the Biletnikoff Award winner, Addison, whether he'll have him back or not is undetermined. He's in the portal and potentially going to Alabama or USC. Penn State is minus 2.5 at Purdue, on also on that Thursday night. Purdue off that really good year. A controversial win, but a thrilling win nonetheless, up there with you guys over Tennessee in that great bowl game. And the Boilermakers are 8-5 against the spread, 13 games as a home underdog under Jeff Brohm. Looking to Saturday of week one, the Gators are 2.5-point home favorites against Utah. First time my Gators have hosted a Pac-12 opponent since Wilbur Marshall almost decapitated Sean Salisbury in 1982 in a 17-9 win. We've got Ohio State hosting Notre Dame as a 13.5-point favorite. We've got Dan Lanning, the former DC at Georgia, bringing, you know, replacing Cristobal at Oregon and bringing the Ducks to Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta as a 16.5-point underdog to the defending national champs. And then on Sunday night of week one in New Orleans, we've got the debut of the Brian Kelly era as LSU takes on the semis. FSU, I call them the semis. LSU is a 4.5-point favorite. And then on Monday night, week one closes with Clemson minus 19.5 at Georgia Tech, but it's not at Bobby Dodd. It's at Mercedes-Benz where the Falcons play. Then looking to week two, we've got the Vols in a revenge mode against Pittsburgh, that great 41-34 game last year. So the Vols are 4-point favorites at Pitt in week two. Florida is a 4-point favorite at home to Kentucky in week two. And Alabama is minus 15 at Texas. Bryce Young, defending Heisman winner, who is plus 400 to become the second ever second to win the Heisman twice, like Archie Griffin for Ohio State in the mid-70s. And it could be the start. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Is that week one, Alabama, Texas?
No, that's week two, September 10th.
All right. I was going to say, if that was week one and Bama's minus 15 against Texas, I would take Alabama. I would bet the hell out of that right now. With Saban, you know Saban's going to be on their ass, especially coming off of that loss. Like, yeah, I would have bet that. But, yeah, keep going. Sorry.
Now that you bring that up, Alabama. Yeah, they covered against Miami in the opener last year. They've covered every single opener since West Virginia game, which I think was like a decade ago. They played at West Virginia and Atlanta, and West Virginia got a late touchdown to get a backdoor cover. So Bama's been automatic in week one.
They smash people in week one, and these are big teams too. They smash them, and they smash big numbers. So, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, keep going.
Sorry. And they'll probably be taking on a quarterback making his first – or taking his – oh, no, I'm sorry. I was going to say first career start, but it's week two. But Quinn Ewers, who went to my cousin's high school, Dallas South Lake Carroll, but went to Ohio State last year, skipped his senior year of high school. He's transferred to Texas, and Sarkisian's hoping he's going to be the guy. All right, moving to week three. We've got some very interesting non-conference games week three. Miami goes to Texas A&M. The Aggies are 9-point home favorites. Nebraska had a great chance to win in Norman last year, had all those special teams blunders, and they get a chance to avenge that 23-16 loss at Oklahoma by hosting the Sooners, and they are 4.5-point underdogs. Again, that's week three, September 17th. We've also got Ole Miss minus 10 at Georgia Tech, and Auburn revenge game with Penn State. Penn State minus 1 at Auburn. Obviously, we'll see who Brian Harsin goes with, whether it's going to be Calzada, the transfer from A&M, or TJ Finley, who was with Auburn last year but originally at LSU. Moving to the Thursday game of week four.
Give me the under in that game already. I don't even know what the number is. Yeah, keep going. Yeah.
No, I can see that. The Thursday game of week four, West Virginia minus 2.5 at Virginia Tech. Then other week four games, We've got Ohio State minus 16 at home to Wisconsin. A&M is minus 7.5 to Arkansas. I think they still play that game at Jerry World. I know they had originally signed a 10-year contract. I don't know if they got it extended. I'm sure I would think it's still in Dallas but or Arlington. Michigan minus 4 at Iowa. That's actually moving to week 5. And Alabama minus 17 at Arkansas. Clemson at home to NC State. NC State brings back Devin Leary, 35-5 TDINT ratio. And NC State brings back 10 starters on defense, second best defense in the ACC last year, giving up only 19.2. And they're catching 10 at Clemson. I would think that game will probably decide the ACC Atlantic. And Utah's minus 3 at UCLA. Not many left here. So we go to the next week. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. The next week, October 8th, Texas minus 1 to Oklahoma. Man, that's probably the first time Texas has been favored in that game in a while. Notre Dame minus 9 to BYU. I'm pretty sure that game is in Las Vegas where the Raiders play. Bama is minus 16 to A&M in Tuscaloosa. And then the next week, October 15th, third Saturday in October, Alabama's minus 16.5 at Tennessee. USC's minus 1.5 at Utah. The Gators are 3-point home favorites to LSU. We move to the next week, and these are the last three. We got Ohio State minus 21 at home to Iowa, Texas minus 1 in Stillwater to Oklahoma State, and LSU 2.5-point home favorite to Ole Miss. So there you go. We've got some games of the year out, and I'm sure a bunch of other books will be chiming in soon and have more games. They only go to October 22nd.
Yeah. All right, real quick, give me the Alabama spread against A&M. What was that?
16-point home favorites.
16-point home favorites.
All revenge right, game.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me the Alabama-Tennessee.
Minus 17 at Tennessee.
Interesting that it's that close, right? I know.
Wait, no. I'm sorry. I messed that up. They are minus 16.5 at Tennessee and minus 17 at Arkansas. Sorry. So Alabama 16.5 to Tennessee.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha,
17 gotcha. To Arkansas. I got my numbers mixed up.
Okay. I got you. I was going to say, I was like, whoa, Vegas showing some big love to the big orange there on that one. All right. That's fascinating. In terms of the NFL, you know, we've got some win totals up, still going through it, obviously, you know, after getting the schedules last night. I think your best bet is the Bears under 6.5 wins. I think that's going to be addition by subtraction in regards to the new coaching staff, new GMs there, but it's going to take some time. I would fade Chicago, and that number is going to drop. You're going to see it go from 6.5 to 6, 5.5. I'd get in on the under 6.5 while you can. I would also fade the Carolina Panthers. The difficult part is this, is that you just don't know what you're going to get out of the NFC South. Like, I think we all understand who the Bucs will be. And I don't think the Bucs are going to necessarily be great. I don't think it's going to be a Super Bowl Bucs team. They'll be good. Don't get me wrong. But the Falcons can kind of go either way.
Nah, we're going to be horrible. But there is Carolina. You know, you got two games.
That's Carolina. What I'm saying. See, like, that's right. What I'm saying. It's like you've got so many of these swing games. Like, I don't know what New Orleans is going to be, right? Like, I have no idea. So be careful on that one. But, yeah, the Chicago Bears, take that under 6.5. Get that while you can. That number is going to drop for sure. Okay. Going over to tonight and this weekend in the Stanley Cup playoffs, okay? The NHL is going to be awesome this weekend. Let me go ahead and say that. We've got 3 game 6s tonight. Rangers at Penguins. Penguins are up 3-2 in that series. Panthers at Capitals. Panthers are up 3-2 in that series. Flames at Stars. Flames are up 3-2 in that one. We've got 3 game 7s tomorrow.
We got 3 game 7s in one day?
Dude, it's
that's
the,
awesome.
The NHL this weekend is unbelievable. And look at – these are the games that we have, all right? We got the Bruins at the Hurricanes, game 7. We've got the Lightning at the Maple Leafs. And let me say this. If anyone out there has not watched a single play of the Stanley Cup playoffs, first off, this is already one of the best we've ever seen. Goal scoring is way up. Overs are hitting at like a 68% clip. It's like 6.2 goals per game average so far. But let me say this. The Lightning and Maple Leafs series has been unbelievable. And it's been going back and forth. with fights, real fights, blood on the ice, and it's going to be game seven tomorrow in Toronto. Trust me, watch that game. It is going to be hell on earth, man. But as for tonight, like I said, man, you've got three game sixes. The Penguins, man, are kind of surprising everybody. Everyone thought that the Rangers were going to win this series. The Penguins have really showed out. No Sidney Crosby tonight, though. I might mess with the Rangers here. They're favorited minus 125. Take a look there. Florida, it's tough to bet because you're going to have to bet like minus 160, even though the series, that's been tight as well. I think they're the better team. Calgary and Dallas, I just stay away from that one. That one's difficult. But, yeah, man, that Rangers-Penguins game is going to be really, really good. I'll tell you what, I'll take the Rangers on that one, on the money line. And I'll mess with the Panthers. I'm still going to mess with that. I got to get that number down. But I think they get the job done tonight, close it out. But, yeah, man, that Rangers-Penguins is going to be a hell of a game tonight. And like I said, you got three game sevens tomorrow. We've got, what, one NBA game seven tomorrow, what we talked about, the Mavericks.
It's actually not till Sunday.
Sunday, sorry. Yeah. So we've got game sevens all over the place is what I'm getting at. So, yeah, pay attention to those. They're going to be just absolutely phenomenal there. All right. We've reached that time. Brian, the final segment of the show, the most exciting part of the show, your perfect bet MGM parlay. Could be just tonight. Could be all weekend. What do you got?
I was finally going to hit my parlay last weekend, and then Rose Namajunas decided, Thug Rose decided.
What was that, by the way?
What the hell was that? I don't. And what are these interviews they've been doing this week? Like, they had the perfect game plan. Like, you had no game plan. Your game plan was to lose the belt on purpose because you didn't fight. Well, like,
yeah.
God. Ugh. But anyway, all right, moving on to this week's parlay. I'm going to go with the Bucks. Actually, one of my accounts has got the Bucks money line down to minus 120. So we'll start it with that. But yours, others will probably be more like minus 130, but that's okay. And then I'll go Phoenix minus 240 Sunday night. And then I'll throw two UFC fights in there. Nick Maximoff, he's Nate Diaz's training partner. Nick Diaz Army. He's minus 325. I think he stays undefeated. And then Michael Johnson, he's fighting for his fighting for his job here. He's had four losses in a row. Now, a couple of them he hasn't been in as poor a form as that sounds. He dominated the number six featherweight in the world, Josh Emmett, for 14 minutes. And then Emmett just landed this Hail Mary right hook that knocked him out cold. That was a heartbreaker. But anyway, Michael Johnson minus 150. So Bucks, Suns, Maximoff and Johnson in UFC, 100 will pay back $417.37.
Nice. I like it. All right. I've got a four-leg parlay here. Three of them are tonight, and then the Suns on Sunday. All right. So over eight, Reds, Pirates. Okay. I'm going to take the Warriors team total. All right. I'm going to take it at 112.5. I'm going to bring that number down a little bit. All right. So Reds, Pirates over eight. Warriors team total over 112.5. All right. I'm going to take an alternate spread, the Celtics plus 9.5 tonight. And then I'm going to take the Suns money line on Sunday. So let me read it again. Plus 504. Reds, Pirates over eight. All right. Golden State team total over 112.5. Celtics plus 9.5. Suns money line on Sunday.
And if your first three legs hit, you can take the Mavs plus the six, or on the money line to head. What'd you say the total value was? Plus what?
504.
Yeah, you should probably take a little bit of the Mavs on the money line, a little bit on plus six if you're still alive come Sunday night.
100%, man. That's exactly what we want. We want options on Sunday. And you know what? It would take a lot for me to get off Phoenix, but hedging. Absolutely, man.
Then you hit all of them with the Mavs plus six. Yep. And just put a little baby on the money line just to pay for what the parlay would lose or whatever.
A little baby play
to get a little slight profit.
Absolutely, man.
There you go.
Yeah, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. As always, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets. We'll see you next week. Brian, any final thoughts you have before we wrap it up?
I kind of like Ryan Spann plus 180-ish in the co-main event in UFC tomorrow night. He's on a 9-2 run. He's going up against Kudabala, who's 1-2-1 in his last four, and I thought the draw was an L for him as well. So there's just one little small play on a decent size underdog, Ryan Spann, +180 and change in the UFC tomorrow.
There you go. All right, everybody.
Good luck, everybody.
Yeah, best of luck this weekend. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.